Boy, do we have a treat for you next. This is so exciting. So we've got this whole array of cultures represented at the centennial of the AYP exposition that were at the 1909 AYP. So we've got groups from China, we've got groups from Scandinavia, from Hawaii, and from the Arctic. At the AYP, there was an Eskimo village, and the Eskimo village was really, they called them Eskimos, and they had igloos, and it was a cultural oddity, they called it. So it was sort of a little exhibit of people. And but the people were not they're Eskimos, they were Inuits, and they were actually from Labrador. And yeah, hey, but this gets good. This is the good part. So tonight we have Nukarik, two sisters, Karen Kettler and Kathy Kettler. They're from Ottawa, and they are Inuit throat singers. Their mother, Susie, and there's a picture of her on their CD as a little kid, is from Labrador. So it really does come full circle. It's really wonderful. This is a throat singing. You've probably heard about Mongolian throat singing. How many have heard of Inuit throat singing? It is amazing. It is amazing. And they are from, I have to try and say this, they're Inuks, and they're from Kengik-Sualujuak in northern Quebec. Please welcome Karen and Kathy Kettler, Nukarik.
Nakomek, Hunasakut. My name is Karen, and this is my sister Kathy. We are Nukarik. We come to you from Ottawa, Canada. And as mentioned earlier, we have family in Kangaksualujuak, which is in Arctic Quebec.
This evening, we'll be demonstrating some throat singing for you, as well as some drumming. Throat singing was traditionally done by women, imitating sounds that they heard around them, like animals and tools in nature.
I just want to just briefly tell you the song that we sang earlier to introduce ourselves. It's a song I created while I was living in the Arctic, and I titled it Take Me Home because I just felt at home and wanted to share the song, the tune, with my family, and wanted them to know that I was thinking about them. And drumming is something that we sing Ayaya songs with, and that was the sounds that you heard in that song.
The sounds that you're going to be hearing are coming from three different parts, from our breathing, our voice, and our throat. We'll start off doing sort of a basic sound, and I'm going to let my sister start, and I'm going to jump in and out so that you can hear how it is with one person and then how it is with two.
You might have noticed that we sped up at the end, and in throat singing, it's a friendly competition, so whoever stops or laughs first is a loser.
Annelie, the wind.
Mm-hmm.
you. This one's called The Saw.
Thank you. This one's called Now Yuck, Seagulls.
You'll notice at the end it really speeds up, and that's because we're competing against each other. I should say I won earlier today.
I'm going to lose it.
Was a draw. The language that the Inuit people of Canada speak is called Inuktitut, and in this language there's only three vowels, A, I, and U, and they use these vowels with a number of consonants, and there's about 46 different sounds that you make. And this is a more contemporary song called A-I-U.
Dee dee. I lost that one. I was following my sister, and she was making all the changes, and I just lost it. You know, you won't be able to see it, like to hear the changes fast, but I know when I make a mistake and I have to stop, because I'll just make it worse. What song do you want to sing?
Right now, I'd like to invite someone very special out on stage. This is my nephew, Karen's son, Nathan. He's come to Seattle with us. And he drums with us during our shows, and we'll see if he wants to say hello.
Hi, everyone.
This song is his favorite. It's about Inukshuks, which are piles of rock across the Arctic used to give directions, indicate where caches of food are, or good hunting spots. And it's called Inuksululu.
Imahali Tema Tavni Inuksulu Alu Ungatani Yaya Yatu Daku Twahuni.
Time there was an Inukshuk not too far from here.
Imahali Tema Talvani Inuksulu Alu.
It was over a hill and it would disappear and reappear again.
Ungatani Ayayatu Takutwahuni.
You can hear something and the Inukshuk suddenly starts talking to you.
Susagalata mini mini hunikatil hayamiyu.
You pop up and look around, and the Inukshuk suddenly disappears again.
Humuli satilunga amuli hayamiyu. Imahali tema talvani hinuksulu alu. Ungatani Takutwahuni Tisagalata mini mini Hunikatil hayamiyu Humuli satilunga Amuli hayamiyu.
We leave the Inukshuk where it is on the land.
Nunaina mi satilunga Nunaina mi hayamiyu.
Thank you.
I'd like to mention that the drum was brought out during special celebrations. Up north, there's darkness during possibly about 6 months of the year. Then the other half is full of light. And when the sun comes back, people are really happy, and then that's when they bring out the drum to celebrate the return of the sun.
This next song is called Kuviasulupunga. And in Inuktitut, that means I'm happy to be alive. And it's sung after a long, dark winter, and the sun is Come Back to the Earth in the High Arctic. This one is called Banya Butsunga, and in Inuktitut it means when I was a little girl. And they also do, when I was a little girl, I used to play over here, over there. Now look at me, I'm big. And the same for little boys.
Banya Butsunga, Banya Butsunga, Banya Butsunga, Misita Palapunga, Ah, Ah, Avunga, Ah, Ah, Maunga, Ah, Ah, Avunga, De Mataga, Surusia Butsunga, Surusia Butsunga, Surusia Butsunga, Misita Palapunga, Ah, Ah, Avunga, Ah, Ah, Maunga, Ah, Ah, Avunga, De Mataga. Banya Butsunga, Banya Butsunga, Banya Butsunga, Misita Palapunga. Ah, Avunga, Ah, Ah, Maunga, Ah, Avunga, De Mataga.
Thanks, Ilnik.
Thanks, Naven. So many of the throat songs that you've been hearing are very deep guttural sounds, but the geographic center of Canada, a remote Inuit community called Baker Lake, has much lighter sounds, more in the mouth area. This is the love song. Mm-hmm.
That will make. Now the river has four different parts. The first part sounds like this. The second. The third. And the last one. And when you put these sounds together, it makes a song of the river.
Like to stress the importance of breathing, and you know, and the song that really demonstrates this importance quite well is the polar bear and the wolf, and the sound that we make is so the sound going out is and to breathe in your air is so you have to make sure that you don't take in too much air or not enough, and or you'll get lightheaded. So we'll see how long we go. Okay. I always laugh at that one, especially when I first started learning. I just all the time. And anyway, this one is a little bit different from what you've hearing so far. Before we're doing the same sound, my sister and I were doing the same sound, but just a half second off from each other. The mosquito has two different parts, and my sister's part goes like this. And my part goes like this. So two very different sounds. When you mix them together, it makes a song in the mosquito. I'm gonna This is a song that we sang to our father many years ago, and I'm sure you'll recognize the tune. Final song we'd like to share with you, a song that a little girl wrote for her puppy, who was the runt puppy of the pack, and she wanted this puppy to grow up to be the leader of a dog team one day. So she created him this song, Chimulapik, poor little puppy. Thank you. Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
Nuka Reek, Karen Kettler, Kathy Kettler, special guest Nathan Kettler. Thank you. You're never going to hear happy birthday the same way again, are you? I told you we had a varied show. It's amazing the kinds of things we're doing. So we've got a killer changeover right now. So I would like for you to first applaud Devorah, Case, Candy, and Tom, the crew that are going to accomplish this changeover, and then watch them work.